Okay, second to last daf of Erevin. So exciting. Here we go. Kuf Dalet. Kuf Dalet 104. 104 out of 105. We're going to start from the Mishnah on the top of Amud Aleph, and we're going to go until the Mishnah on Amud Beis. So we can give ourselves about an Amud worth to do tomorrow. Otherwise, it'll be relatively quick. Okay. The Mishnah tells us at the end, at the top of the daf, Bozkin Melech, literally means to, well, I don't know what it literally means, but it means to spread out some salt. They spread out salt over the Mizbeach. It could mean that they crumbled the salt and then spread it out. Agabe Kevesh Bishvil Shelo Yachliku, so that it's not going to become slick and they have a hard time walking up on the ramp. It's interesting because this is very relevant to Halach L'maisa, putting out salt on Shabbos. There is a discussion about whether or not a person could put out salt on Shabbos when it's icy out, or it's going to be icy out. Umemalin mibor hagola, mibor hagadol, and you can fill up water from the bor hagola and the bor hagadol, which were two different cisterns inside of the Beis HaMikdash. Bagal gal in the cycle, or the, not exactly how to should translate these things. B'Shabbos, you can do that also on Shabbos. Mi be'er hakar, on the cold well, only on Yantif could you do that. That's outside of the Beis HaMikdash, that's why they called it outside. They called it cold. Okay, Rami le Rav Ika mi Psharonia. Psharonia is an interesting place, interesting name for a place. Rav Ika said to Rava, Tanan, the Mishnah says, Boskin Melach al gabe hakevesh bishvil shelo yachliku. They spread out salt so it didn't get slick. B'mikdash in, b'medina lo, you can only do that in the base of Mikdash, but not outside. Or menu, is that true? Chasa shineskalkala b'mimeha gashamim. If you have a courtyard which is getting ruined in the rain, and it's difficult to walk, maybe tevin muradaba, you can similarly spread out some straw and make it easier to walk on, so that there's something to at least grip, some friction, so that and so clearly here you're allowed to do such a thing even outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So why is our Mishnah telling us that you can only put salt out in the Beis HaMikdash on the Mizbeach? So the Gemara says, no, shani tevin dol mevatelei. Straw is the type of material which, even though it might accomplish the same thing as the salt, it's something that no one ever says is mukta. It's not considered, straw is not mukta, because straw is always reserved for animal feed. And because it's not mukta in that sense, because it's reserved for animal feed, so that you can also use it for Shabbos. The problem with salt, however, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, is salt is usually mukta if it's in those big clumps. So I'm going to say, Amalei Rav Acha, Bered Rav Lerav Ashi, Hai Melech Yechidam, what kind of salt are we talking about? Eid Mevatlei, if it's a type that you actually Mevatel, that you put it there on the Mizbeach, and you said, I'm going to leave it there forever. Kamosav Abinyan, so clearly you're adding to the structure of the actual ramp, and therefore it should be Asr because of its Mosif, because it's Bona. Uchsiv, and it says, Hakol Bechsav Miyad Hashem Alai, Hiskiel, Pasuk in Dibre Yamim, Vi'i Delokum of Atle, not really sure what that Pasuk does, but it basically talks about doing something that Hashem wanted you to do, so this presumably is part of that binyan process, okay? V'dilokum v'atlei, and if you're not going to leave the salt there, you're not intending to leave it there and keep it part of the mizbeach, kahav yachatzitza, so then it's going to be chotzes, right? We know that there's a problem whenever it comes to the Beis HaMikdash. Anything that you do, as anything the Kohen does, can't have any interruption. So if the Kohen is explicitly told he has to walk up the ramp to get to the Mizbeach, so then if he's walking on top of salt, which is not part of the Mizbeach, because you're not mevatel it there, you're not intending to leave it there, so then he has a chatzitza between his foot and the ground. He's not walking up the ramp, he's walking on the salt. So Gemara says, no, it's not true. Beholachas evarim lakevesh. Really, he's only walking in order to put up the Eivarim. The Eivarim is not really an avoda. The Eivarim is basically what we now have as Mariv, right? Talked about this a little bit last week in my drasha. You're bringing up the extra fats from the tamid. to lav avoda hi, and therefore there's no problem of chatzitza because you're not doing an avoda. The only problem that there's ever going to be a disruption or an interruption between your foot and the ramp is only when you're doing an avoda. In this case, you're not really doing an avoda. So Gemara says, wait a second, below, is that not true? Is that true that you're not doing an avoda? It says, the pasuk says explicitly you're supposed to do that. And therefore, it is a type of avoda. It might not be the same type of avoda as the carbon tamid, but it still says, it's an avoda. So it says, which means that also is considered an avoda when you're bringing up the limbs, the extra limbs to the mizbeach. Really, it's not part of the avoda, it's part of the preparation. You're putting the salt on the mizbeach only for the preparation of the wood, which presumably means that by the time you have to bring the carbon tamid, you have to get rid of all the salt. Presumably, that's what it means. To lav avodahi, and putting the wood on top of it to make a little structure for the bonfire, for the karbanos, is not itself considered an avoda. Darash Rava says Rava chatzar skaklo b'megasham maybe teven umrade ba. You can put out straw to help you walk on the slick ground, which was covered with rain. So Amalir of Papa Larava, Rav Papa says to Rava, Vatanya, doesn't the Braisa say Shumarada, Enomarada, Lo Bisava, Lo Bikupa, Ala Bishule Kupa? You're not allowed to use any type of basket or bundle, Kupa is like a container, but rather you can only use broken pieces of a container. And therefore, because it's different, you're not allowed to do it in the same way. So why doesn't it say in that brisa, which we quoted before, why doesn't it say that you can only do straw, you can only put straw out with some kind of different activity? You can't put straw out just like you ever always put straw out, but it doesn't make such a condition. So Hadar Okim Rava Amora Alai. Rava goes, imagine this, he sends out a mass email. He sends out a correction. He goes outside and he declares on national television, I was wrong, right? Amora is someone who can speak very loudly. He says, I was wrong. Vidarash, and he says, Devarim she'amarti lefnechem, that which I told you yesterday, tells Hembiadi, I was wrong. I made a mistake. Baram, rather, kach amru, this is what they really say, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, uchshum merada, eno merada, lo basav, lo b'kufa, lo b'shul kupa. You have to do it in a different way that you would usually put out straw onto the courtyard. You have to do it in a different way than usual. Not such a big difference. Not such a groundbreaking clarification. But nonetheless, you see the power of Rava's humility that he was willing to make such a declaration out to everybody that he was wrong, just to add this little clarification. A good mussar from the daf. Okay. Memalin Mibor Hagola. I don't know how to translate Mibor Hagola. How do you translate that? Does it have a translation, or is that just a proper noun?
The cistern of the exiles. Apparently, the exiles coming back from Bavel made a new cistern.
So they put in a specific one. Those people that came from Bavel. So this is only the second base of Megdash. I take it then. So then. Ula ikla lebe Rav Menashe. One time Ula went to Rav Menashe, to the house of Rav Menashe. Asa ugav ratarf abava. There was this guy who was there, and he used the, I don't know, like a door knocker or something like that. Egrof is like a stone, I think. Some kind of stone or clump. And he used it to knock on the door. Bava here means door or gate. So Amar man hay litzchel gufe de kamachle l'shabsa. Who is this guy who's taking upon himself the consecrate what am I looking for? Chil Shabbos, the desecration of Shabbos. So Amar le Rabba lo asru el kol shal shir. It's not true. Rabba says to Ula, it's not true, it's not a problem of Chil Shabbos to make such a sound on a door. The only problem of making sounds is when you do so with a musical tone. This, by the way, is halacha l'maisa. There's a machlokas achronu whether or not you're allowed to use a door knocker, specifically a door knocker, one of those things, you don't really have them anymore. It's one of those things from yesteryear. Nowadays we have phones, you call someone and say, I'm here. But, you know, with the door knocker, you make the noise. So the question is, that's specifically created to make noise, right? This is not like you picked up a rock or you had a fist and you knock on the door. That's okay. But here you're using a noisemaker. So the truth is, there's an Isser on Shabbos, which we never mentioned in Maseches Shabbos. I don't think we ever mentioned it. There's an Isser to actually make noise on Shabbos. And this was what the Gemara was talking about. You're not allowed to make noise. So the Gemara says here, no, it's only a problem if it's a kol shel shir. It's only a problem to make noise, which is in particular rhythm. This is not how we pass them, by the way. This is nogeya to other things also. For instance, Machron will talk about whether you can have an alarm clock on Shabbos. A loud alarm clock, because it makes a lot of noise and it disrupts Shabbos. There's also a question, I think, about a washing machine. Can you turn a washing machine on before Shabbos and allow it to run on Shabbos because it's very noisy? So these are different. I don't remember how we pass by that. I think we're passing the kula, but either way. Abaye says back, Malin and Bidyofi. You can bring wine from a barrel through some kind of tube. After you suck it, you siphon it out, basically. Umatifin meyarak. I don't exist. Some kind, you can drip water from some kind of vessel that drips water. Lechola b'Shabbos. For the sake of someone who's sick. Lechola in lebarilo. To someone who's sick, you can do it, but not to someone who's healthy. Hechi, that was the case. Lav denim v'kabay delitar. Is that not the situation that a person is sleeping and you have to wake them up? And Shema Mina olude kala asir, which implies that you're not allowed to create noise. Alude kala, fascinating phrase. To create, alude, like laholid, to give birth to. Alude kala, to make a noise, is asir. The only time you're allowed to do it is because of this person who's sick. But if it's another person who's not sick, you would not be allowed to do it. So Gemara says, it's not true. Detir v'kabaya delenam. The reason that we're allowing to do it is specifically because the person is awake and you're trying to give them some kind of soothing sound that's going to allow them to fall asleep. I don't exactly know. I've heard once about, there's a thing called, I think it's Japanese water torture. People are familiar with Japanese water torture where they just drip one drip of water on your face over and over again. It's apparently excruciating. But this is trying to help them go to sleep. I don't know what that means. It says the mishtama kikal de zamzume, because it gives you, I guess, like some kind of white noise or something, and it's going to help you fall asleep. And that's why it's usser, because why? Why is the problem with that? Because it's unnecessary. You're creating a noise. I don't know what's the problem. Why is it usser for a bari? Anyone know? It doesn't say here. I don't know, something wrong with that for a healthy person, I guess, because it's unnecessary. Maybe it's muktzah, the kalim that you're using. I don't know. Esavei, another question from Abaye to Rava. Hamishamer peroso b'mdei ha'ofo, someone who's guarding his fruit from birds. The udla'av mipnei ha'chaya, or his gourds from the animals. Mishamer kedarka b'shabbos, you can guard them normally. Ubilvan shalei sapik, the only thing you can't do is you can't clap. To shoo away the birds, you can't clap. This is also Mishnah in Beitza. V'lo yitapach, and you can't hit your chest with your hand. V'lo yirakeid, and you can't stomp your feet. Kiderach shenos mechol, like you do during the week. My time, why not? Lav t'kamol kala, and therefore v'kol ilude kala asir. Does that not imply you're not allowed to make sounds on Shabbos? Create sounds on Shabbos. Amrav acha bar Yaakov, gezer Hashem yitol tzror. No, the problem is really because you're going to come to take a stone and throw it to get rid of the birds. Okay, so that's the problem, because if you come to do one thing, you come to do other things, get rid of the birds. Women who, I'm not really sure what they're doing. They're doing something with walnuts. They're hitting them together or something. I don't know if anyone has a better translation or description there. But they're playing with some kind of acorns, maybe. I don't know exactly what kind of nut it is, but they're using nuts.
It says they roll the nuts down a board to hit nuts on the ground below. So it's their nuts are hitting nuts.
Okay, not really sure what that means.
It's from Rashi though.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I got that to that extent. I just don't know what they're doing. Like, what's the point of it? But maybe they're trying to hit the other nuts. That's the game, to hit the other nuts. I don't know. Yeah. They play that in Israel. The kids in Israel play this. Have you ever seen kids in Israel play this? There's, like, a name for it. Kids, like, collect nuts in Israel, and they do this. That's what they do in Israel. My time was the reason. Lav to kamolid kawa. V'kol ilude kawa asir. Is that not the problem? The problem is that crashing these nuts together is making so much sound. So lo, it's not doma asa shvilgumes. The problem is that they're going to flatten out the holes that are in the ground, and that's a problem of bona when you're smoothing out the ground. If you don't say that, if you say really it's because of the sound, they're allowed to play with peel, with bananas, with apples, possibly apples, maybe it's oranges. We talked about this on Thursday. What tapuach means in the times of the Gemara is not clear. But maybe, so he says over there, you're allowed to. Hasa mayulu dekal ika. He says over there that it's aser. It's aser to do it with slices of apple. So what sound do the apples make when you hit them together? Mayulu dekal ika. Ella, rather, dilma aser shugumos. Really, it's a problem of flattening the land. Tanan, our Mishnah said, mimalin mibor hagol mibor hagadol v'galgal v'shabbos. B'mikdash in b'medina lo. So you'll have to fill up the water from the mill. I don't know if that's how it's talking about. Some kind of loud noise where it's coming from the mill, coming from the cycling of the water in the Beis HaMikdash. So my time, is our mission not saying it's also because it makes noise? So lo, it's not true. The reason is, gezer shema yimale leginas l'chor baso. Maybe you're going to use it. You're also going to think you're allowed to fill up water for the sake of other things, which you're not allowed to do. Like for your garden or for your chorba, some kind of destroyed place. I'm not really sure why you would do that for your chorba. It could also be for the sake of drinking. You're filling up too much. I don't know exactly what the problem is there. Okay. Amemar shar lemim la begil gala b'machuza. Amemar said you're allowed to fill up from the mill even in machuza. We talked about machuza a lot. Amar my time a gazra banan shema yimal ganas l'chorbaso. The only reason that they said that you can't do it is because you're kind of come to use the water for something else, which you're not allowed to use it for. Hacha, but here in machuza lo gina yikav l'chorba ika. We don't have any of those issues. We don't have any gardens or, you know, decrepit places. I don't know what the chorba thing is. And there's no problem of making gezer there. Kevan, however, kevan de kachaza de ka taru be kitna, when they started filling up the water for flax. Is that what it is? They're like soaking something in the water. Rashi says, "Yeah, Rashi says shorin that shorin bo pishdan b'chol, that you're putting in some kind of flax to smoothen it or to prepare it for the weekday." So then he says, "You're not allowed to fill up water anymore." Umi be'er hakar, and from the cold well. So when it says my be'er hakar, what does that mean? Be'er hakar, Amri Shmuel bor shehikru aleha devarim. It's that well that they talk a lot about, that they think about whether or not you're allowed to use it or not. Vihitirua, and they said it was mutter. Interesting, interesting use of the word kar. It means likro, to call out, to talk about it. So they talked about it, and they say you're only allowed to do it on yantif. I assume that's what it means. So meisavei lo kol habarosa karos hitiru. You're not allowed to use all different types of wells. Ela zubilvad, rather only this one. The e amar she. If it's something that they talked a lot about, so then why is it specific to this one? How could they call other ones boros hakaros? Right? How is it that they called other ones the same name? But it's a specific one. Ella Amar of Nachman, it's really called that for a different reason. So the reason it's called Be'er Hakar is Be'er Mayim Chaim. It was a well of lively water, meaning that it came from a, a, like a, an active spring underneath the ground. Shenemar kehakir bayir bayir meimeha, which is something like from the source the water comes. I'm not really sure. The Gomer, which is the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. So Gufa, back to what we said before. Lo kol aboros hakoros yitiru el zubilvad uchshalu bnei golam. And when the people came from Bavel, chanu aleha, they encamped nearby this well, unavim shebinehem, and the prophets that were between them, hitiru lehen. They said, this says, is shchaga zchari malachi, said that there was okay, and they're allowed to do it on Yantif, but not for other wells. V'lo unavim shebinehem, it wasn't just they, the Chagas Harimachi, Ella, Minag Avosam Biadehem. Really, it was a minhag that people had remembered. I'm not really sure how they remembered this. People knew that that this was a well that they had always used way back when. So this has to be only talking about the Be'er HaKar on Yantif, but not the other Be'er HaGolas, because they haven't made that yet. But they're allowed to use the well. Unsure what the halachic significance of that is for us nowadays, but nonetheless, there was some well that they allowed them to use, I guess because of its proximity to the Beis HaMikdash. It was a shvus, it was only a gezerah, lest they come to use it in other places. I'm not really sure why they only allowed it on Yantif and not on Shabbos, maybe because it required more effort. In Shabbos, it was more of a weekday type thing, preparation for food. We have more leniencies for Yantif. Okay, we're going to stop here and allow ourselves to learn a little bit more tomorrow, because as you see on the daf, tomorrow it is only half an amud. So we'll do this half of an amud, and we'll do tomorrow's half an amud. Mirtz Hashem, that'll add up to a little bit more than an amud. And Mirtz Hashem, we will finish Erevin, which we're very proud. We wish we could celebrate in more ways than we will be. But nonetheless, the celebration is all internal. Everyone should be very excited about Erevin. I'm not really sure if I'd necessarily say, maybe we should have, if we could have, maybe we would go on a trip and take a whole Daf Yomi 15-seater van and we go look at the Erev. It's actually kind of interesting, all the little nuances to our Erev. And if anyone ever wants to go on a trip with me, I'd take them around and see the little, we live so like in the middle of the Erev, like we never even see it. The Erev goes from, I think it's Southfield Road all the way till the zoo, and then basically this is roughly, it has outcroppings here and there, and then it goes from 11 to I believe 9.5. Some parts go down to 9, I think, if I remember correctly. But very interesting stuff. Very interesting stuff in terms of some of the kulas and or some of the chumras that we do, actually different places, whatever. Anyone's interested, we can look into it later. But Pesachim, get your Gemaras ready. Pesachim on Monday. Mirtz Hashem, see everyone tomorrow. Mirtz Hashem at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock after Shachar. Shkayach. Everyone should have a good week.
Siyum?
Siyum. Not sure how we can do a Siyum. Not sure how we can do a Siyum.
The other group's doing it one at Aish tomorrow night.
One at Aish.
I think spread out, of course, with masks.
Yeah. But I don't know. Maybe if we can.
Sure, that's going to work out wonderfully.
Yeah, I don't know.
We go wrong.
I don't know.
We all take it upon ourselves.